nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? A fucking cat? Hey, don't fucking look at me like that. That's a weird looking fucking cat. Ma! Yo, there's a stray cat outside. I don't want it starting a fight with Lucy. Lucy, it's okay. It's okay, Lucy. Don't worry about it. Ma! Ma, there's a weird fucking stray cat outside. It looks like grandma, the fucking thing. Hey, get the fuck out of here. I don't even know if that's a fucking cat. Blink, motherfucker.
Liberalism explained. To understand liberalism, you need to understand three principles. The first is the Pareto principle. It was named after its founder, the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, back in 1895. He noticed that people in society seemed to divide naturally into what he calls the vital few, or the top 20% in terms of intelligence and integrity, and the trivial many, or the bottom 80%. To break this down into vulgar language, it means 80% of the population are losers. That doesn't mean they are bad people. They are just not very smart, not very creative, not very good looking, not very athletic, and not very motivated. Our society has lived with the 80% losers for thousands of years, and everyone generally got along, and it didn't matter too much how many losers there were, because the 20% were able to run a functioning society without relying on their input. But this is only part of the explanation. To understand the second principle behind liberalism, you need to know the difference between envy and jealousy. Jealousy can be said to be a desire for another person's property. A young man can see another man driving a nice car and think he would like a car like that. Or see another man dating a beautiful woman and think he would like a beautiful woman like that. Now, even losers could work an extra shift, do some overtime hours, cut personal expenses, and buy a nice car too. Even a loser could cut down on his caloric intake and do a little exercise. And with his shiny new car, he could also date a nice-looking girl. For most of the last few hundred years, the 80% losers were not too resentful because they could, if they wanted it badly enough, have the same material things the 20% had. But envy is, without a doubt, the worst of the seven deadly sins. Envy could be said to be a desire for another person's qualities. These are qualities losers can never have. A person with a 90 IQ can never develop an IQ of 130. A short person can never become tall. A fat and ugly old woman can never become a beautiful maiden. What makes envy so deadly is the tendency of the envious to destroy what they can't be. The man who is envious of another's car will go at night and slash the tires, key the paint job, and smash the lights. A man envious of a beautiful woman will throw acid in her face so no one can enjoy her beauty. Those who are envious of another's proud and noble history will tear down their statues, paint over their murals, and burn their history books. The third principle behind liberalism is a group of psychopaths who have studied human psychology for thousands of years. They go by many different names. Today, we know them as Bolshevists, communists, and socialists. This group of psychopaths have always envied and hated the 20% and have sought to destroy the achievements that they could never aspire to. Because of their knowledge of psychology, they know the easiest way to destroy a civilization is to weaponize the losers. It is childishly simple to do this. They appeal to the losers' innate tendencies to jealousy and envy. They tell the losers, why should you do an extra shift to buy a car? After all, that's more work. Easier would be to have the government just take the car from the guy who earned it and give it to the loser. They tell the fat and ugly women, why bother eating less and bathing more when they can just demonize the beautiful women and handsome men that want nothing to do with them and get them fired and ostracized from society? That way, they'll only be surrounded by fat, ugly people, and there won't be any good-looking people around to trigger their envy. And on it goes. The psychopaths tell the losers they're victims, and if they hand all power to the state, the government will rob at gunpoint all the wealth of the 20% and redistribute it to the losers. Of course, this never happens. Whatever the government robs goes straight into the pockets of the psychopaths, who in turn blame the 20%, which in turn fuels the rage and hatred of the losers until they completely lose their minds and burn it all down and murder the 20%. This is how civilizations die. So this then is liberalism, a cult for losers who have been inflamed to psychotic levels of envy and hatred by a group of professional psychopaths for the purpose of destroying everything good or innocent or beautiful or holy.
Most of these fucking losers in the media and politics have never built shit. I'm talking to all you men and women out there. You built a company, you've done more than most of your politicians, pretty much all of your politicians that you're in your local district. You've done more than anybody in the media. You control the real, the physical. They control the non-physical, the bullshit. The narrative, the fucking narrative. Can you drive a narrative? Can you eat a narrative? Can a narrative fucking take your head off from 700 yards away? They control something that's invisible and doesn't exist, like most of their fucking world. You control all of the tangible shit. You fix their cars. You build their roads. You erect their skyscrapers. You weld their shit. You grow their food. They don't do fuck all. These are not builders. These are not creators. These are fucking morons. These are useless fucking pieces of shit that think they're better than others who actually create. Most of these cunts inside of these liberal fucking school districts don't even have children. They aborted them. They murdered babies. You raised them. They want to tell you how to fucking educate your children or what should be on your child's face. We built this country. We built this country. Those of you who served in the military, you built this country. Those of you who come from generations of family that have owned small businesses, you built this country. Those of you who grew up farming with a family was out there growing food for everyone, you built this country. The Dilley name? Fuck, Alaska only has freeways and roads because of my family. Some fucking politician in D.C. didn't do any of that shit. Not one fucking thing. Most of these cunts don't know shit about shit. They know politics. They know manipulation and coercion. These are not talented individuals. These are not creators. You control everything. You drive their fucking food and goods across the country. You do it. And when you're not driving it on a truck, you're navigating fucking sea swells across the fucking Pacific and or Atlantic with their items. These people are not a fucking worthy adversary. They're shit on the bottom of your shoe. They're a fraction of your population. They only fucking push the narrative and the psyop because it's the only thing they actually have. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the guns. They don't have the innovation. They don't have the fucking ability. These people are nothing. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can fucking deal with them appropriately. They fly nothing, they drive nothing. They grow nothing, they ship nothing, they raise nothing. These are empty, soulless fucking cunts. And you're an American. It's time to start fucking acting like it. Wake the fuck up.
Holy fucking shit. Ma! Ma, come outside, there's a fucking moose! Or a buffalo or some shit, they're fighting! Where the fuck are you going? Ma! Holy shit! This is some fucking National Geographic shit! Ma, call a fucking cop to the ASPCA! There's animals fighting in the front lawn! Oh shit!